The board of the New York Stock Exchange meets today to name a new chairman. Richard Grasso resigned yesterday because of the simmering controversy over his $140 million pay package. His departure came during an emergency board of directors meeting late yesterday afternoon. Richard Grasso worked his way up through the ranks of the exchange and was seen as a skilled manager who guided the exchange through the dark days after September 11th. But his support eroded amid the bad publicity surrounding his pay. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Early in the day, it looked as though Grasso would try to weather the crisis a little longer. There was word he had called a meeting of the board to discuss the pay package next week. But with the scandal reaching critical mass, the board didn't want to wait that long. Shortly after trading ended for the day, Grasso offered to resign, and the board accepted his offer. In a statement, he said he did so with deepest reluctance, but he believed his departure was in the best interests of both the exchange and himself. California Treasurer Philip Angelides, one of Grasso's biggest critics, applauded the move.
Mr. Grasso and the board did the right thing, and they did the right thing by the millions of Americans who invest in the New York Stock Exchange and rely on it to be open, fair, and transparent.
In an ironic twist, Grasso's departure came exactly 2 years after what will be remembered as one of his finest hours, the reopening of the stock exchange after the destruction of the World Trade Center nearby. Grasso is a Queens native and college dropout who began at the exchange as a unionized clerk in the late 1960s. Before Grasso, exchange chairmen were usually white shoe Wall Street veterans with fortunes of their own. Grasso was the first chairman to work his way up through the ranks. Charles Geist is a professor of finance at Manhattan College.
He's an organizational man. He was the exchange's probably its best salesman that it ever had. He's sort of an insider's insider, if you will.
Geist says Grasso successfully fended off challenges from some of the new alternative trading systems that compete with the exchange, which earned him the allegiance of many members. The board of directors was anxious to keep him at the exchange, and that apparently was what led it to approve so lucrative a pay package. Critics noted that the $140 million package was more than four times the profit earned by the exchange last year. Grasso claimed he played no part in determining his salary and said that was done by the board. But he did help select the board members and regulate the companies they were associated with. And many critics, including Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman William Donaldson, said it looked bad for the head of a regulatory agency to earn so much money. Francis Maglio, who owns a seat on the exchange, says the escalating criticism finally got to the board.
I think some people on the board said this is too much. They've rocked the credibility of the stock exchange to its foundation, and you just cannot have that. We didn't get through 211 years of existence by trying to skirt issues and not facing them and not opening them up.
Grasso's fate may have been sealed on Tuesday when the heads of several of the nation's largest public pension funds called for his resignation. Grasso's departure is unlikely to lay this controversy to rest. Charles Geist points out that there's been considerable criticism of the role played by board members, some of whom have claimed not to have known the details of the pay package.
I think questions like that are going to have to be answered. I mean, the question is then, who was signing Richard Grasso's checks if some of the board proclaimed not to know what was going on? I think there's lots of unanswered questions there, but it just points to general lack of direction.
That's an issue federal regulators are trying to get to the bottom of. The SEC has already asked the exchange to take a hard look at its corporate governance practices and consider reforms. Grasso's departure could be just the first of many changes in the way the exchange is operated. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.